There was a time, generations ago, when San Francisco Bay was full of native Olympia oysters. They were small, prolific, and, to their detriment, tasty.
These small oysters used to be gathered by the truckload out of the bay until they were kind of eaten into oblivion. So hopefully we'll be able to get them restored in a short period of time. It would be a great boon to the water quality of the bay. You'd actually be able to see through the murk.
Liz Taylor is the owner of Door Marine in Alameda, which she knows was once known as Oyster Island. She's helping with efforts to reestablish the mollusks there, working with the Wild Oyster Project, a 2-year-old nonprofit headed by Linda Hunter.
Oysters provide many ecosystem services, including habitat for an entire ecosystem, and they can attenuate the effects of rising tides caused by climate change.
But they're having a hard time on their own. First, the gold mining 49ers sent tons of mercury-laced silt down the Sacramento River a century and a half ago, fouling the oysters' breeding reefs, in addition to eating the oysters by the dozen. More recently, Hunter adds, other human interventions have blocked new reefs from forming.
They're still out there, but there's no place for them to attach. We've removed the structures that they normally would attach to. When all of our creeks and rivers were healthy, debris would come down from the watershed and oysters would attach to old pieces of wood and they would eventually create these massive reefs. The Army Corps of Engineers, whose primary duty is to keep the shipping lanes clear, removes things like that from the bay.
So Hunter and her Wild Oyster Project are creating artificial structures called reef balls to provide a foundation for young oysters to grow on.
They're semi-round, so they're flat on the bottom, and they have holes in them to allow recruitment inside and out, and also to provide refuge for tiny fish like salmon and goby. They're about 2.5 feet tall. They're really, really heavy. Each one weighs about 200 or 300 pounds.
About 100 of these reef balls, made from a mixture of ground oyster shell and concrete, called baycrete, have been placed in shallow water off Richmond's Point Pinole. Now, the Wild Oyster Project is working to create another such installation near Alameda to be called Oyster Island City. Liz Taylor, whose waterfront office overlooks the site, is helping to facilitate it.
Well, we've been working with Linda since the inception of the project and see it as an opportunity to restore kind of a long-lost native to the bay. It could have a variety of benefits in terms of water quality, in terms of curbing coastal erosion, and perhaps in due course, as the water's quality improves, it could even represent a viable aquaculture product.
The oyster reefs, which can become populated in 5 to 10 years, can also act as a small breakwater, helping offset the impacts of rising sea levels. But Taylor notes their viability is also threatened by another consequence of climate change.
One of the factors we also have to consider at this point is acidification, all the carbon being absorbed by the water. So that is a potential problem for small oysters when they're trying to form their shells. It can simply dissolve away.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.